Bring this meeting to order tonight. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes from the April 17th, 2013 Board of Adjustment meeting. They were in the packet that all board members received. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Roger. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There's none. Thank you very much. The approved meetings, minutes of that meeting are approved. Now the second item is the case number 13-11402. The applicant is Vince Cady with Stinson Morrison Hecker on behalf of the Council of Apartments LLC, and the request is a variance to maintain a 5-foot landscape buffer adjacent to the Delcrest Drive right-of-way in lieu of 10 feet as required by the zoning code at 8348-8350 Delcrest Drive.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make record of the fact that I had occasion to work with Mr. Keady on another matter, and it's totally unrelated to this case, but just want to make sure that that's disclosed.
Fine, I'm happy with that. No objections? Fine, we'll proceed. Let me read first the order of procedure, and then we will get in with this discussion with the case. I've already read the case number description. I will read the standards for granting variances. Then I'll ask anyone with exhibits to have them marked by the court reporter if they have not done so already. I'll open a public hearing and swear on anyone who wishes to testify. The zoning administrator will show photos of the property. The applicant or his representative will state their position. The zoning administrator will then state the city's position. I'll ask the board members if they've done any site visits and offer comments about that. We will then open the case up to public comments, and then there'll be discussion by the board and a vote. And reasons for approval and disapproval, we need to be documented, and Mr. Greetens, the city public zoning administrator, will do that for us. I will note that board members may break in at any time to ask questions. Okay, the standards for granting variances. The Board of Adjustment shall not grant a variance until it shall, in each case, make specific written findings of fact based directly upon the particular evidence presented to it that support the following conclusions. One, the variance requested arises from a condition which is unique to the property in question and which is not ordinarily found in the same zoning district and is not created by an action or actions to the property owner or applicant. Two, strict application of the provisions of the zoning code from which a variance is requested will constitute an unnecessary hardship upon a property owner representing the application. Three, the variance requested will not adversely affect the adjacent properties or public health, safety, order, convenience, or general welfare of the community. And four, granting variance desired will not violate the general spirit and intent of the zoning code. I will note specifically that a 4-1 vote in favor is required for granting approval. The 3-2 vote in favor is not and constitute approval by state law. Is there anyone with exhibits who wants to have them marked by the court reporter if they have not been marked?
Mr. Chair, I have some exhibits. A copy of the public hearing notice that was mailed to property owners within 185 feet. Confirmation that the public hearing notice was published in a newspaper at least 15 days prior to this public hearing. A copy of the material that was submitted by the applicant and a copy of the University City Zoning Code.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else? There is none, we'll move on. Mr. Reed, I'll ask you to show photos of the property, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, I'll have a few maps and pictures of the property itself and surrounding property. Here's a aerial view of the subject property itself, consisting of two buildings, 10-story and 8-story building, known as the Crown Center. There's Delcrest Drive. The property is currently zoned HRO, High Density Residential Office District. Surrounding property and land use, zoning and land use to the north and to the northeast is general commercial, with a general commercial building here. Currently, this site here at the intersection of Delmar and Delcrest. The new Walgreens is under construction, as well as construction of a proposed daycare and preschool facility. To the southeast of the property, This is currently a multifamily apartment complex under construction. And then to the west, a private road between the property and Interstate 170. The specific request, the variance request, pertains to the portion along Dalecrest Drive due to the proposed reconfiguration of the existing parking lot. I won't go into too much detail about that. I can leave that to the applicants, but as shown on the drawings, so currently there are 5 curb cuts onto Dalecrest, and the proposal comes as, or the variance request comes as a result of a proposal to reconfigure the parking, and then specifically along Dalecrest Drive to reduce the landscape buffer from 10 feet to 5 feet. And this is just a different angle of aerial photography from Google. It gives a better view of the specific portion of the property that the variance request pertains to. Again, the proposal to reconfigure the parking here, remove this drive-through area, and put parking in front of the building between Dalecrest Drive and the two buildings.
Zach, may I ask you, this building was obviously put up without the required 10-foot easement area in front with the landscaping and everything. Did this building then predate the requirement of zoning code for parking lots for this parking lot?
That's a good question. One, the landscape requirement is specific to parking, so this is a drive-through area. The zone area requirements state that parking areas with greater than 20 parking spaces, that's when that buffer area takes effect. Now this portion, is that maybe what you're referring to?
Yeah.
This was part of a conditional use permit that was approved in, I believe, 1994. So it was approved under that conditional use permit and whatever conditions were specific to that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And then some pictures. Oh, and I'll let the applicants explain this later, but then this just was from what they submitted, you know, underneath showing the current layout, and then the gray shows the, you know, new pavement plan. This is the thick lines, the property line, this showing the proposed 5-foot buffer space, and then here's the sidewalk. We can come back to that if, when the applicants explain the proposal. Some pictures of the site itself. So here, and this is looking south from Dalecrest, you can see this is the commercial building to the north. Here's the 10-story building and the 8-story building. You can get a glimpse of the current layout with the entrance to parking there, and then that drive-through circle. You can see the multifamily apartment complex under construction to the south. And then this shows, this is looking north. So here's Dalecrest Drive, Delmar Boulevard, commercial to the north, and then further across from Delmar, and then the current Walgreens under construction. And this just gives a better view of the area in question that the variance pertains to. So here's the existing sidewalk on Dalecrest. This is the first, the northernmost existing curb cut. So here's the area. These two curb cuts would be removed, and then a new curb cut installed with the parking realigned, and then the drive-through removed. And you can see the space between the sidewalk and the existing buildings. Again, looking south. And then this is looking back the other way from the southernmost curb cut, looking north, and you can see the existing sidewalk, the existing drive-through for drop-off, the area that the variance request pertains to, and that would be reconfigured. And then just a little bit more zoomed out view of that, showing the current layout and the property to the north. Question?
Yes. Is the setback the entire
length of the frontage of the property, or is it just around those areas that are curb cuts now, not including that?
Only between the parking and the right-of-way. Obviously not including curb cuts, because that's the drive-through, but only right. between parking and the right-of-way.
But is it the whole frontage of the property along Dale Crest?
Here, this will work out better by showing the site plan. The landscape buffer requirements are required between the parking and the right-of-way, which the boundary line here, the thick, that's a shared line. So everything to the the direction actually in reality is to the east, northeast. But everything on this side of that property line is right-of-way. Everything on this side is the private property. So the buffer requirement per the code is a 10-foot buffer between the parking and the right-of-way. So in this case, it's a request to reduce to 5 feet. And there's existing tree lawn. It's, I believe, currently just open grass area now between the sidewalk and the property line. And it just shows another shot of the overall property from the west looking east. I believe that's all the pictures. I'll just leave it on this zoomed-in version of the site plan.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who wants to testify tonight?
Yes, please.
Maybe you raise your right hand. Actually, Mr. Greens, I should have had you do this earlier, too, if you want to testify. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Key, please give your name and address to the court reporter. You might have done it already with your card, business card.
My name's Vince Cady. I'm a 25-year resident of University City. I live at 525 Midvale, 63130. I'm here tonight representing the applicant, Council Apartments Incorporated, which runs Crown Center Independent Living Facility for seniors located at 8348-8350 Delcrest Drive. With me tonight, and he can be sworn if necessary, is Tim Boson, the facilities manager for Crown Center, and he can answer any questions that will be on my pay grade. The parking lot improvements on your agenda tonight is part of a bigger project for the Crown Center. The Crown Center is in the process of implementing a new project designed to allow the residents and the overall community to better connect, learn, and contribute to and with each other. The overall project itself includes community gardens, an art studio, culinary sharing kitchen, a fitness center, and a coffee house. And all of that project is being submitted to the city and will be before the city starting as early as Wednesday evening. And although this parking configuration fits into that project, I wanted to be clear that the Crown Center wants to go forward with the parking lot regardless of whether or not that project is ultimately approved by the city and implemented along with the city's approval. The variance request before you tonight involves a landscape buffer, as Mr. Greetz described. Crown Center is seeking to improve the existing parking lot that has no buffer along Delcrest Drive to include a 5-foot landscape buffer along the front of the site along Delcrest Drive. The applicable ordinance in our researches requires a 10-foot landscape buffer, and that current ordinance was approved after the existing parking lot was installed. So I think that was a very good question, Mr. Solar, and I've looked that up and found that to be the case. In addition to the buffer, the new parking lot will reduce the number of curb cuts along Delcrest Drive. And the frontage of our site is about 340 feet. And currently, as Mr. Greetz pointed out, there are 5 access points along Delcrest Drive during that 340-some-odd feet. We're going to take those 5 access points and reduce them to 2. And those 2 access points will be virtually as far away from each other as they can. If we just generally call the left side of the screen the north and the right side of the screen the south, one entrance and exit will be as far south as possible, and the other will be virtually as far north as possible on Delcrest Drive. And that, I think, is important for a lot of reasons. One, the reduction of curb cuts and the proposed location will dramatically improve site distance between turning movements on and off Delcrest Drive, which makes Delcrest Drive safer if we reduce that many curb cuts. The configuration also helps with the internal circulation of traffic on the site, which right now is somewhat problematic. In addition, if we obtain the variance and we install these improvements, it will increase the number of parking spaces, which is currently 112 on the site, to 133. More importantly, it'll provide better access for emergency vehicles along the front of the two buildings on the site. And the fire district has reviewed the plan and concurs with our proposal in that regard. Now, as I understand the city's zoning ordinances, and in particular the ordinances applicable to the Board of Adjustment and whether or not you can get a variance, there are four factors that you as a board are to consider. And as to the first factor, the footprint of the buildings that Mr. Greeden showed you, and you can see on the map before you, are of such a size on this particular lot that it results in a practical difficulty and unnecessary hardship to the Crown Center's ability to provide a landscape buffer along the front of the property and still allow for parking and access for emergency vehicles in that particular location. And I think it's important to remember that the site right now, if we leave the parking lot in the current form that it's in, we're not required to have, and there really isn't, a landscape buffer along Delcrest Drive at that park. And as you can see, the site has two very large connected buildings. These buildings limit the front yard that we have for the access to emergency vehicles. And as such, we can't provide more than the 5-foot landscape buffer that we're proposing this evening. As to factor two, the request for a variance is not based upon the desire to secure any greater financial return from the property. Crown Centers are not a profit organization. Absolutely nothing that's being proposed is profit-driven in any fashion whatsoever. The facility is completely dependent upon grants and donations, and those grants wouldn't allow us to be a profit center. And therefore, this isn't designed to create more parking and thereby create some type of profit for the Crown Center itself. With regards to the third factor, the proposed variance will not materially detrimental or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood. If anything, the proposed parking changes will improve the neighborhood. The new parking lot, as I already described, makes Delcrest safer because the movements in and out of the facility are reduced and they're located at a more specific location, and there's only five places moving in and out of the lot, it's reduced to two. In addition, when we remove the three curb cuts that are between the most northern and most southern curb cuts, it'll provide additional street parking for the neighborhood in that particular site, which isn't currently available as the parking is currently constructed. And finally, by approving the variance request, the neighborhood will receive a landscape buffer where one currently does not exist. As to the fourth and final factor, the proposed variance will not impair an adequate supply of light or air to adjust to adjacent property, substantially increase the congestion in the public streets, increase the danger of fire, endanger the public safety, or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. Indeed, one of our primary reasons for parking improvements is to increase safety to the public and to the Crown Center residents. The new parking facility is driven, at least in part, and an important part, is to provide better access for emergency vehicles for our residents. In addition, as I pointed out, it will reduce the turning movements on Delcrest Drive, thereby making that area of Delcrest Drive safer. And I think a part of your packets, there was an email from one of our neighboring property owners to the south and across the street. They're in support of the variance request. We've heard no negative comments, and as far as we know, all of our neighbors are in favor of the variance request. If there aren't any questions, I'd like to conclude by saying the position of the existing buildings on the lot creates practical difficulty for us that's unique to the property, particularly when you consider the size of the lots for such buildings. The strict application of the ordinance will cause an unnecessary hardship to the Crown Center. Again, this request is not profit-driven in any fashion. The variance request is for the benefit of the public health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the community as a whole. and granting the variance will not violate the spirit and intent of the chapter, particularly when considering the variance request provides for a landscape buffer across Elcrest Drive where one currently does not exist. And for these reasons, we ask for your approval of the variance request this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yeah.
I had one more exhibit that I didn't add before, and would like to add to the exhibits. It's a copy of the email from the representative of the ownership of the property to the south stating that there were no objections.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Greens, would you state the city's position?
Yes. It is staff's opinion that due to the location of the existing buildings, it results in a limited amount of space to allow for an access drive for vehicles, parking, and the 10-foot landscape buffer. It's also staff's opinion that the proposed variance request would not be detrimental or have negative impact to surrounding properties and would not violate the intent and spirit of the zoning ordinance. One more item I'd like to point out. Mr. Sinan Alpaslan, the city engineer, is present in case there are any questions pertaining to city right-of-way.
Okay, thank you. It's good. Okay, and that's a new item now I'm putting in here now. Has any board members visited the site? Actually, more particularly, have you visited the site and talked to the property owner or the applicant?
I visited the site, but I did not speak to the property.
Deborah?
I visited the site. I drove past it.
Okay, I did the same.
I visited the site, haven't spoken to the applicant or property owner.
Roger.
I visited the site and chatted with the resident, but not any of the property owners.
Okay, thank you. That's good enough. And we're going to do this now on every case, so get everything laid out. If anybody had chatted with the property owner, we'd have a discussion of what transpired, but since that didn't occur, we'll move on. Are there any comments from the public at all? Any board members have any comments?
Questions? Question.
Do you know what the stabilized occupancy is of the facility?
It's full.
It's 100% full.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. It's full and it has been.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Two questions. One, for the city, does the current parking lot meet the code for high density, the number of parking spaces required?
The number of parking spaces required was approved under the conditional use permit for the subject property itself. There was a condition in that approval that specified the number of parking spaces that were allowed.
So that would have been a specific permit, but does it not meet the current code?
For a multifamily development, no.
For seniors.
But for senior, can I have a minute to get back to you on that?
Sure.
There's a certain mathematical ratio that's required. It's in the code. We're going to have to look up and get this ratio.
And the second question is related to the drawing that was delivered to the board members. Looking at the plant specifications, it was unclear whether that list of plants was going in on that front easement or whether I just couldn't tell what was going in where.
The guide that is on the plan itself is a guide for the site in its entirety. I'll go for a big enough copy to help you.
I thought, of course, on the Delcrest side of this thing, on the plan, it shows juniper shrubs and lots of juniper shrubs and some ginkgos. And along the side, the north side, there were some other plants indicated. And that's what I see there, yeah. I'm a little bothered by the monoculture being put in, but that's a different case.
Well, I'm less concerned with the monoculture and more concerned with, I live in this area and walk this fairly regularly. And many of the neighbors do not have full mobility. in this area, and so protection of the sidewalk is, I think, pretty important to when we talk about adversely affecting the residents and adjacent property owners. And so I did a little bit of homework on the plants listed on the print, and there are a number of these that are very specifically from, for example, the U.S. Forest Service says, don't plant these within 5 feet of the sidewalk because it will buckle the sidewalk. So the concern is the impact to the adjacent property, to the residents. What's going to, and so I would be concerned that the city arborist take a look at what's actually going to go in there if we're going to grant the variance to reduce that space. The 10 feet would apparently, again, according to the homework that I, the resources that I was able to find, would be adequate, but many of these plants have shallow roots. And so literally multiple sources said they will buckle sidewalks, they're difficult to mow around. And so from the standpoint of the safety of the residents and the other folks in the neighborhood, there will be lots of pedestrian traffic going to that Walgreens, I would imagine, from the Crown Center. And so just for everybody's safety, I think we need to be concerned about what's going to be planted there if we are going to reduce the space.
Let me understand what you're saying is, if I'm looking at the line, the property line, the city has a sidewalk off the property, and the 5 foot setback applies from the property line to the parking, so the distance from the sidewalk to the property line is over 5 feet if this graphic is to scale.
No, I think it's the distance from the easement. I understood it to be the different distance from the easement, not the property line.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Which moves it back.
I have to address some of the questions. To address Ms. Holly's previous question, yes, the parking requirements are met. And then you had asked the discussion about the landscape plan.
The parking requirements are met with the current 112 spaces or with the new 133?
The current, under, yes.
Okay.
Yes. The current proposal is being submitted, and as Mr. Cady stated, they're first going before the Plan Commission on Wednesday. It's being submitted as part of a rezoning to a planned district, specifically PDM planned district for mixed use. So through that process, it's required to go through staff review, in which we distribute to other departments within the city, and then we'll go before Plan Commission for a recommendation, and then also City Council for a final recommendation, and then the final development plan will be before the Plan Commission and City Council as well. As part of that, there are requirements as to finalizing landscape plans. The landscape plan that was submitted is a proposed landscape plan. Mm-hmm. It will be required to be approved prior to any approval of construction drawings or anything like that. So this is conceptual at this point, and that will be covered through these processes to come at a later date. And then the specific, just to clarify, in case it wasn't clear, the zoning code requires a 10-foot landscape buffer on the private property, and someone had pointed out, so this, from the property line. This is the property line, and so the buffer would be required to be on the private property. Currently, there is a little bit over 5 feet existing between the sidewalk and the property line.
Yeah. Right. So the center of the trees, if they put them in the center of the 5 foot buffer, they'd be 7.5 feet roughly from the sidewalk, maybe a little more.
More.
Sure. To me, it looks like, Roger, you look,
yes.
I think it's a little more too. I think there's more than 5 feet between the sidewalk and the property line.
And there is the city, through our Public Works and Parks Department, there are maintenance agreements for items such as this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the board?
I have one question. Just still back to what we just talked about, where it says lawn on this plan here. You've got the shrubs, and then there's a dotted line. Is that the property line?
The lawn, yes.
It's on that big...
The line with the dot and dash.
That's correct.
That's the property.
Yeah, so what we're saying is the dotted line is property line, and the other 5 feet where they're planting, and then the parking lot again.
But then there's still some lawn. It says lawn, the lawn.
Right. That'd be city property, grass by the sidewalk.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a little deceptive, even when you had the pictures up.
Yeah.
If you want to go back to the pictures momentarily, especially the one from the north, right here.
Here.
Or even there, it looks as though it actually, the property line really is about 6 or 7 feet over, in this case, to the left-hand side of the sidewalk.
Okay.
So actually where the property line is.
Correct.
And so now we're talking about this 5-foot buffer on the other, to the left of the property line, and instead of a 10-foot buffer that the zoning code would require.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. You actually raised good questions, because it's not clear from the drawing, and we have an architect on the board. Look at this and understand what's going on. I was befuddled myself when I first looked at it. All right. So if there are no more questions or any comments from anybody, I'll close the public hearing. Final discussion by the board and a vote. Any more discussion? On favor of granting approval for this variance request. Peggy?
In favor.
Deborah?
In favor.
And Mike, Roger's in favor. I'm in favor as well. Mr. Keating, your request passes by 5-0.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we're done. Okay, for whatever purposes we are done. The city attorney wants to come up along with...
You want to adjourn the meeting officially?
Thank you for coming, even though we didn't need
So, do we need to adjourn?
Yeah, okay, the meeting is officially adjourned, and we'll have this informal discussion. I'm sorry.